Jesus, our blessed Redeemer. Sing, O earth, His wonderful love proclaim. Hail Him. Christ, our angels in glory, strength and honor give to His holy name.
Like a shepherd, keep the
Lord to him. In His arms He carries them all in all.
Praise Him, tell of His excellent greatness. Praise Him, ever in joyful song.
Praise Him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. For our sins He suffered and bled and died. He our rock, our hope of eternal salvation. Hail Him, Jesus the crucified.
Song's entitled, O Sacred Lamb. O Sacred Lamb, You knew my name. You knew my heart, and You knew my frame. Died alone, and You took my stand to make me clean and white as snow to Calvary. You had to go. Just to save my soul. one day you'll come and take us home. You'll come for those you call your own. And with my eyes I'll finally see this sacred land. Sacred Lamb, Thou sacred Lamb, You died alone
and You took my stand
to make me clean and white as snow
to Calvary.
Just to save my soul, O sacred Lamb. Just to save my soul, O sacred Lamb.
Thank you all so much. That was beautiful. Sacred Lamb that lives within me.
Praise the Lord for that guarantee of eternal life. Let's sing again in your hymn books there, number 361. We'll sing this as our children's church go out. We'll let you stand up too. We'll give them a little opportunity to get out of here as well easier. So let's stand together and sing that, please, before the message.
We have come into His house and gathered in His name to worship Him. We have come into His house and gathered in His name to worship Him. We have come into His house and gathered in His name to worship Christ the Lord. Worship Him. Forget about ourselves and magnify the name and worship Him. Let's forget about ourselves and magnify His name and worship Him. Let's forget about ourselves and magnify His name and worship Christ the Lord. Worship Him, Christ.
Be seated.
Please take your Bibles and turn with me to Ezekiel 33. Ezekiel 33. I have always held high in importance the preaching of the truth of the Word of God. As God called me to be a pastor, one of the things that I committed to and one of the things that was impressed upon me was that very fact, that my greatest responsibility in the ministry is to preach the Word, the truth of the Word of God, and to preach it faithfully. I've also held in high importance studying the Word of God, putting in effort to know it, and I've tried to encourage you to do the same as we all are commanded. And I've held high the importance of encouraging you to obedience to what you know. And I've done it because of the warning that's right here in Ezekiel chapter 33. We'll pick up reading in verse 6. And this is God's word here to Ezekiel as a prophet and the importance of him sharing the truth. But he gives it and starts this encouragement here with an example. It says, but if the watchman see the sword come and blow not the trumpet, and the people be not warned, if the sword come and take away any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity. But his blood will I require at the watchman's hand. Now, he tells the story here, and he says, here's the city, here's a watchman is there with a responsibility of watching out for any enemy that's coming to attack. And if there's an enemy that's coming, and the watchman does not warn the people, then the people are going to be taken. But I'm going to require the responsibility at the watchman's blood. And it is his responsibility. Now, the outcome was the same. The people got taken. But the watchman was in trouble. And then he uses that analogy and he comes to Ezekiel as the spiritual watchman. And he says in verse 7 there, so thou, O son of man, I have set thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore thou shalt hear the word at my mouth and warn them from me. That is, give God's warning as if it is from God himself, and it was. When I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die, if thou dost not speak and to warn the wicked from his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. Nevertheless, if thou warn the wicked of his way to turn from it, if he do not turn from his way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul. Do you understand what God is saying here to Ezekiel and to him as an example to us as pastors? We have a responsibility of being somewhat as a watchman for the house of God that he is locally here called Holly Hills Baptist Church. That's my responsibility. And as God gives a message, I have a responsibility to share that message. It is from God, and if I don't share it, you're going to suffer for it, and God's going to hold me responsible. If I do share it, and you don't heed it, God is going to judge you for that, but he will not hold me responsible, you see. And so it is my responsibility to make sure that I've done all that I can of sharing God's word faithfully. And I encourage you to receive it and to heed it, to obey it faithfully as well for your own benefit. With that in mind, then look over to verse 31 and following. There have been times that as people go out the door, and again, I don't want to keep somebody from opening their mouth here, but there are folks and some of you that go out and say, Pastor, that's a wonderful message. I really appreciate that. It was a blessing to me, and I hope that it was, and I hope it's something you followed through on, etc. But notice what it says here. And they come unto thee as a people cometh, and they sit before thee as my people, and they hear thy words, but they will not do them. For with their mouth they show much love, but their heart goeth after their covetousness. Now, I hope that none of you fall into that category. I hope that none of us would be that way. Verse 32, and lo, thou art to them as a very lovely song of one that hath a pleasant voice and can play well on an instrument, for they hear thy words, but they do them not. Here are those that may be, and again, I don't want to encourage you from saying, Pastor, I enjoyed your message, but at the same time, there are some that may say, Pastor, I enjoyed your message, that was so good. Don't we have a good pastor? He's so easy to listen to, I can hear him actually, and he's got a booming voice, and he teaches us the Word of God, but they go out and they do not do it. You know, the greatest compliment that you could ever give to me as a pastor is to be obedient unto the Word of God. That is the greatest compliment that anybody could ever give. And when this cometh to pass, it says, and lo it will, then shall they know that a prophet hath been among them. It's important for me to teach and preach the Word of God, but just as important, we must obey it. I'm sure that you would all agree that it is important that we hear the Word of God.
Would you say amen to that?
Amen.
Turn to James chapter 1, please. It's all of us would agree it's important for us it's important that we hear the Word of God. I would also say it's important what you hear. Blew that one away. What you hear. It's not just a message, but it should be God's message that we hear. And I hope that you would also agree that it's important how we hear. With that in mind, here in James chapter 1, it's important that we hear. I would call that exposure to the Word of God. Verse 19 says, "Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear." We ought to be swift to hear God's truth. We ought to be looking for every opportunity that we have to be exposed to it. Secondly, as in being important of what we hear, verse 25 says, "But whosoever looketh unto the perfect law of liberty," that statement that he has there, and also over in chapter 2, verse 12, is speaking about the Word of God. It's important for us to look into the Word of God that sets us at liberty. We're set free. The truth shall set you free. And it is the Word of God that is His truth. So that truth is important. It's the reason that Jesus Christ came to testify of the truth. It's the truth that is said to be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And it's also the truth of God. Is God's Word. Sanctify them with thy word. Thy word is truth. It's important that we hear exposure. It's important what we hear, the truth, and it's important how we hear. Verse 22, obedience. "But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves." I want us to look at the emphasis here that we see of that in the passage here today. And I've entitled this message, "Take Heed How You Hear." And it can be divided into three parts: our privilege, our responsibility, and the penalty or the result. Let's pray. Father, I ask that you would help us as we concentrate upon your word today, both that from my standpoint, through your spirit, that you would help me to deliver a clear message of yours. I pray, Father, that we would listen. And Lord, as we go out here today, we would have great intention and desire to put forth the effort to follow through upon what you bring to our mind and to our heart. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I want us to consider the privilege of hearing the Word of God. In America today, we have a great privilege of hearing and being exposed to the Word of God. Matter of fact, it is one in which we so often take for granted. I would say, every one of you, how many of you have a Bible as part of your possession? Okay. I hope you brought it today as you come to church. How many of you have more than one Bible? I raised my hand as well. We have multiple Bibles. How many of you have electronic devices that have the Word of God on it? Quite a few hands are in here with electronic devices. We have them on computers. We have cell phone apps. We've got e-readers and so forth that are available. There are programs that you can put on your computer that helps you to not just read the Word of God, but study the Word of God. We have radio broadcasts that are around our nation that is freely available to us. All of these areas are areas in which we have to have free exposure to the Word of God in America today, and yet too often we take it for granted. Too often we don't read the Bible that we have. Or we don't take the time beyond reading to dig into it deeper. We may read our little section and check it off and say, "I read my Bible," and go our way and never give it any thought to what God said. That's almost like filling your plate with food. Say, "Boy, it's a wonderful meal," and get up and walk away and never take a bite. Didn't do any good, did it? It's important for us to concentrate upon what God says in His Word. Many in the world today don't have that access. They wish they did.
But as lightly as we may regard the privilege of having it, it is a privilege that has cost some people much. It cost the people that translated the Word of God. It cost people that copied the Word of God for us and made it available, especially in the beginning days. It has cost our men and women of our country their lives and limbs to have freedom to enjoy the preaching of the Word of God, the reading of it, and that's trying to be taken away in so many areas today. Amos chapter 8 and verse 11 speaks as there being a famine of hearing in the land. And it's not just a hearing, but it's hearing of the Word of God, it said. A famine of hearing the Word of God. How is it that churches across America today have people in them? How is it that someone could sit into a message that is being preached genuinely of the truth of God's Word and go away and never heard? There's one thing to sit in church and check it off and say, I went to church this week. It's another thing to let church, that is the preaching of God's Word, impact you. It's important that we hear the Word of God. We have the exposure available to us, but we must hear to listen. We should be grateful and don't take it for granted. Consider the privilege of hearing the Word. Number two, consider the responsibility that comes with that privilege. Here in James chapter 1 and verse 22, it says, "Be ye doers of the Word and not hearers only." We can hear the Word of God and yet, as I mentioned a while ago, not do it. In Luke chapter 12 and verse 48, it says there, "Unto whomsoever much is given of him, be much shall be much required, and to whom men have committed much of him, they will ask the more." We in America have been given much of the freedoms we enjoy, of the possibility of exposure to God's Word, etc. We at Holly Hills Baptist Church have been given much. We have had the privilege over many years of history of our church to have teachers and evangelists and pastors that have taught the Word of God faithfully. We have Sunday evening youth ministry where we have as many people in here on Sunday night as we have on Sunday morning. And the Word of God is being taught from the younger ones right on up to the adult Bible study. We have the Word of God that is being presented on a regular basis. And as a church then, as individuals within the church, we have been given a great privilege of knowledge of the Word of God. But with that privilege comes the responsibility that we go beyond the hearing of it, that we go beyond the sitting and listening in a class, and we allow the Word of God to have its way with us. There is a duty of both having the Word of God and hearing it, and that duty is doing it. Notice the reoccurring demand that God gives in Scripture. Look for the similarities and you'll pick them out very quickly. Leviticus 22:31, "Therefore shall ye keep my commandments and do them, I am the Lord." Leviticus 26:3, "Walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and do them." Deuteronomy 6:1, "Now these are the commandments, the statutes and the judgments, which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that you might do them." Joshua 1:8, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night." That means think about it over what it means God is speaking to you about. "Meditate there day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." Jesus said in John 15:14, "Ye are my friends if you do whatsoever I have commanded you." In John 13:17, he said, "If you know these things, happy are ye if you hold them under your arm." Right? Yeah, you got it. Happy, blessed are you if you do them. It's that responsibility that comes along with the privilege that we have. We're to take heed what we hear. We're to take heed that we hear, and we're to make sure that we do it. Consider the privilege of hearing, consider the responsibility, and then thirdly, I want you to consider the penalty for not heeding what we hear. Notice what it says there in James 1:22. But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, because if you're hearers only, what happens? You're deceiving your own selves. To deceive your own selves. Many are mistaking that hearing a good sermon or a good Bible study makes them grow and that God is pleased. Well, I think God is pleased if we expose ourselves to the Word of God, but that's not what the pleasing is all about. If we fall short of heeding what we're taught, God is certainly not pleased with that. So the Bible study, just coming to it, or a Sunday school class, or a preaching service such as this, just to say I've been to church, I was there, does not do anything. There must be the responding of it. One statement I liked that says, they mark their Bibles, but their Bibles never mark them. It never makes a change in them. It's not enough to say amen, I agree. But we must show that we agree with obedience. And so it's important for us, as much as we say amen, we should expose ourselves to the Word of God. Amen. We should be considering in the importance of what we are taught. Amen. And we ought to be obedient unto what we have been taught. Amen. But that is a word. Actions speak louder than words. And it's important for us to be obedient unto what God has brought to our attention. There are three mistakes that people make as they look into God's mirror. The Word of God is the mirror of God there, it says in Scripture. Number one, look at verses 23 and 24. For if they be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is likened to a man beholding his natural face in a glass, for he beholdeth himself and goeth his way. Let's stop right there. And number one, the first mistake that some people have when they look into the mirror of God's Word is they only glance at themselves and then they go away. They look just briefly at what God says concerning them in Scripture and then they walk out the door. And nothing else is seen about it. Hearing but not considering. I would say that's just going through the motions. Number two, this is seen at the rest of that verse there, verse 24, for he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway or immediately forgetteth what manner of man he was. In other words, they listen to the Word of God, they hear it, but they don't really take time to evaluate themselves in light of what it said. I was taught concerning preaching that it's not just the proclamation of the truth that is important, it's the application of that truth into our lives. Not just the understanding of what it means to us, but the heeding of that needs to be taken away as well. We have got to leave out of here with a determination that we're going to do to what God has revealed to us. Knowledge in itself puffeth up, but it's the obedience that makes the difference. It is the obedience that is seen as a testimony. It is the knowledge without obedience that is seen as hypocrisy. But it's the obedience that gets others' attention and allows you the privilege of being to speak to them about the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's the obedience that's so important. Mistake one, they glance at themselves only. Mistake two, they glance and they forget what they see. They don't do anything about it. And then they fail to obey what the Word of God says totally in their lives. They walk away and continue as they were. The benefit and blessing comes with obedience only. 25 says, for he beholdeth himself and goeth his way and straightway immediately forgets what manner of man he was.
that can no way ever be beneficial to anyone. There's no blessing there. Verse 25, but whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty, that is the word of God, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be, what? Blessed in his deed. Where is the blessing of leaving out of church? It's when you leave out of church with the Word of God, knowing in your mind that you have evaluated yourself and said, Lord, I see where the adjustment needs to be made, and I intend and I will follow through in making the adjustment. That's the benefit. That's the only way that we can be changed into the image of Jesus Christ. That's the only way that we will ever be happy as a Christian, is knowing that we are following the one that laid down his life for us. And it comes through the knowledge of him that's in Scripture. And the evaluating and seeing where do I fall short, and then making the adjustments to what God has shown us. If you know these things, happy are you, blessed are you if you do them, is the key. My responsibility is to faithfully study and to share you that truth. Your responsibility is to take heed how you hear. If you'll close your eyes right now, bow your heads, I want you to consider something. Over the past months,